What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way with me, Greg Miller, making his return to his show. And let me tell you, I'm not thrilled with the amount of comments I saw on these Patreon posts about, I really like the guest hosts. I like this guest host. No disrespect to Greg, but it's disrespectful to say you like them more than me. No, I'm just joking around. I know what you're all saying. I saw y'all just, you know, liking the variety and the change-ups and stuff. And I think, again, as you see the year pick up and stuff like Dice this week, where you'll be getting more guest hosts probably. I got to shave tonight for Dice because this is out of control. Maybe I'll try to do it from there, but you'll probably get guest hosts for that. So that'll continue on. And I'm glad you appreciate the other kids coming in, getting to touch the ball and have a moment with you. I really liked I liked all the guest hosts. I really liked Mike doing his Greg Way from the driving range. I thought that was a really special, cool way to do it. And I saw Roger, you know, doubting himself and you guys being like, no, this is exactly what a Greg Way is. You just get in and ramble for 5 minutes. So that was all really cool. But here we are back in the office, and, you know, back to work. And did a bunch of shows today. And I won't lie to you, I don't want to do a Greg Way right now. Like, I'm not in a good place. And I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I don't want to do the show, like the show's a chore. I just don't have anything I feel like talking about. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Tim wanted to go to lunch today. And I was like, I understand that. But I'm like, I'm fucked up. Like, I want to be alone. And so it's kind of where we're at here of like, I don't have much I want to talk about after 10 days away dealing with, you know, life. And so I'm in a weird spot of, like, I'm excited for the Dice Awards. That's Thursday, of course. I hope you watch. I'm playing Octopath Traveler. I'm having a great time with that. I'm actually excited to hopefully play more of that tonight. But bringing a baby back from the East Coast to the West Coast fucks with this time schedule quite a bit. And so Ben was up at 4:30 in the morning today. So there's a chance I won't be long for this world, because he was up, not like up like I could get him back down, like he was awake. So we hung out and read a bunch of stories and played some games and played with some cars, and then did our normal you know, like 5:45, 6 a.m let's go watch Bluey and hang out. And I had mom and dad had coffee, and you know, I took care of getting the house where it needed to be. But it was a whirlwind of, we flew back so late yesterday. We landed in San Francisco like 9 p.m. And then obviously getting him home, and then trying to get up to today to get the day back together and do all this different stuff. And I'm like, you know, like I had kind of stopped life in its tracks 2 weeks ago. So then it was like restarting that, and then bringing PlayStation VR. And now PlayStation VR is here, but we're doing a PlayStation VR stream tomorrow. So it's like, should I even bother bringing it home? Like, am I realistically going to – I'm not going to play any PlayStation VR tonight. Not because I don't want to, because, and I have plenty to say about PlayStation VR tomorrow on both the stream we're doing and then PS I Love You. But, yeah, I'm tired and, like, burnt out from the trip and life, and then getting back in the swing of things and getting back to work. And that's all great. Everything's awesome. Everything's – you know, work-wise is great and everything's awesome. But yeah, what's really weird, I guess, is that – why is this computer making so much noise? Octopath Traveler, man. Woo-wee. You know what I mean? Like, I really liked Octopath 1, as you all know. I played a whole bunch of it. Didn't beat it, but I want to say what – you probably remember better than me. But I put like 35, 40 hours into it, and I'm not the JRPG guy. I'm not the turn-based battle guy. Something about this system, it works with me though, right? Like, I obviously, you know, that I have a history of loving Personas, Persona 3, Persona 4. I always vibed with Persona 5, but I just fell off both times I tried to play it. And I think, you know, playing Octopath, it's the bite-sized stories. It's the chapters moving quickly, in quotes. But I feel like, you know, you make progress. You're getting different parts. You're moving the whole time. And it's not – I don't want to say bogged down, because that's not what I mean. But there aren't so many systems on top of it like there are in a Persona of, well, now you have a job, and now you have this friendship, and now you have this, and now you have that. Which, again, there's times where I fucking love it, but this literally is just like – it's this story, and this person's in your party, and you go and you fight a bunch of stuff, and you get this equipment to put it on, but then you get more of their story and more of this thing and yada, yada, yada. I think I'm going to end up putting a lot of hours into Octopath, because it's kind of crazy for me to be like – and I'm not – this isn't even a knock against the Switch, but I guess it is. Of the Switch, which is a handheld, I'm on the road system for me. Like tonight I'm like, but do I want to – am I going to put the Switch in this dock and play it on the big screen TV? Good Lord, I never do that. In reality, what I'll probably do is – play handheld while Jen watches something, and just go through and farm and keep the story going and stuff. But killer soundtrack, obviously great visuals. The stories, because obviously there's so many different characters in it, are hit or miss at times. But like the one I'm on right now about the dude who has the muzzle on his face, I want to say Oscar, but that's not right. It's something weird with a V, like Oliver. I'm very tired. Like I said, 4:30 in the morning. I'm enjoying his story quite a bit, too. We're about to break out of jail. That's cool. But I'll talk more about that on the PS I Love You. And I'll talk more about that this week. And I'll talk more about that throughout. And when I go to DICE, I'm going to play a ton of that. On the plane, at least. Or probably sleep. But then when I'm at the hotel and I'm not doing... Last year at DICE, you know, waiting to get ready for rehearsals and stuff, I played Puzzle Quest 3 for like 20 hours. So, like, I want to put some hours on Octopath while I'm there. But, yeah, a weird day for me. Just down energy-wise, I think, in terms of coming off of last week and then, of course, a crazy trip and then jumping right back into it. But I'm okay. I'm just, you know, I'm worn out. Worn out! All right. I'm going to go, and then I'll be back for Grogu tomorrow unless something else horrible fucking happens. But I don't think it will. Bye.